I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, April 9th. The Quincy City Council's Finance Committee approving two requests from Mayor Thomas Koch to borrow a total of $24 million for capital improvement projects. Councilors okayed a $20 million request for public buildings, public works, parks, and natural resources, and a separate $4 million for tourism, historic preservation, and open spaces. Part of the spending includes money to redesign the traffic patterns at the Four River Rotary. Quincy traffic engineer Ed Grennan says there's been an increase in crashes as motorists come over the bridge into Quincy, and that 43% of those crashes resulted in serious injuries. $300,000 was approved to redesign the traffic patterns. Grennan says the total project would cost about $750,000. Mayor Thomas Koch says the $4 million bond can be paid with revenue from the city's hotel motel tax. A Quincy police officer has been promoted to sergeant. Officer John Gracioso was promoted during a ceremony yesterday in the Great Hall at Quincy City Hall. Gracioso was promoted from the Special Operations Unit, where he was a motorcycle officer. Gracioso will work the midnight shift as sergeant in his new role. Mayor Thomas Koch, Chief Mark Kennedy, Gracioso's family, and colleagues on the police department all attended the ceremony. The Quincy City Council has approved using $92,500 from the city's community preservation account to make improvements to two historic structures in Quincy. $17,500 will be used to repair a section of the wrought iron fence that surrounds the Dorothy Quincy Homestead after it was damaged in a motor vehicle accident last December, and scrape and repaint sections of the fence. And $75,000 will be used to complete the construction of a handicapped ramp to the United First Parish Church in Quincy Center. Mayoral spokesman Chris Walker said the ramp project will bring that church into compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act. $300,000 was previously approved for that ramp project. Well, the Boston Red Sox will commemorate the 20th anniversary of the 2004 World Series winning team before today's home opener. Before the first game of the season at Fenway, close to 40 members of the championship team will be presented with the Reversed the Curse sign by Governor Mara Healey, Boston Mayor Michelle Wu, and DCR Commissioner Brian Arrigo at the Hotel Commonwealth. The former Red Sox players and coaches will then board duck boats and head to Fenway. The sign from Storrow Drive was famously altered from Reverse the Curse to Reversed the Curse when the Sox won the World Series and ended their 86-year championship drought. Family members of late Red Sox Hall of Fame pitcher Tim Wakefield will be honored alongside members of the 2004 World Series championship team. 57-year-old Wakefield died last October, just days after it was revealed he'd been recently diagnosed with brain cancer. The knuckleballer was the honorary chairman of the Red Sox Foundation and spent 29 years in the Red Sox organization as a player, special assistant, and broadcaster. Sox will honor the memory of Wakefield and his late wife, Stacy, before today's home opener. Stacy, who was married to Wakefield for more than 20 years, died in February after her own battle with cancer. The Wakefields raised money for multiple charities, including the Jimmy Fund and Franciscan Children's Hospital. The team will also be honoring the memory of former Red Sox president and chief executive officer Larry Lucchino. He died last week of congestive heart failure at the age of 78. Lucchino was a cancer survivor who served as a longtime trustee and then chair of the Jimmy Fund, president and CEO of the Sox during the 04 championship season, as well as the 07 and 2013 championship seasons. In addition to the ceremonies before today's home opener against Baltimore, all the fans attending the game will receive a special memento in the form of a navy blue heart-shaped pin featuring Wakefield's jersey number in red. Before the game, Sox and Orioles players and coaches will be introduced along the baselines, and with Hanscom Air Force Base presenting the colors, the national anthem will be performed by the Boston Fire Department Quartet, then punctuated by a flyover by two F-35s from the Vermont Air National Guard's 158th Fighter Wing Unit and one KC-46 from the New Hampshire Air National Guard's 157th Air Refueling Wing. In honor of the Wakefields and Lucchino, play ball will be said by children from the Jimmy Fund and Franciscan Children's Hospital. The Sox are encouraging fans to be in their seats by 1:30 to enjoy all of today's pregame ceremonies. The gates at Fenway open at 12:10, 2 hours before the first pitch at 2:10 this afternoon. A check of business news this morning. And stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 11 points. The NASDAQ rose 5, and the S&P dropped a point. Asian stocks mostly higher. The euro was little changed, and oil is now just over $86 a barrel. And sports, as we mentioned, it's opening day at Fenway Park today. Red Sox and Orioles take to the field at 2:10 this afternoon. Celtics are at Milwaukee tonight at 7:30, and the Bruins host the Hurricanes at 7 o'clock. Beautiful forecast for opening day today. Lots of sunshine at a high around 60 degrees, a little cooler at the coast with a sea breeze. For tonight, increasing cloudiness and a low 40. Tomorrow, cloudy with afternoon showers, high of 56. Showers around on Thursday, high of 58. Looks like a windy, rainy Friday. But a milder high Friday, 64 degrees. For the boater today, waves about 2 feet. Wind out of the north at 5 to 10 knots. Becomes easterly later today, 10 to 15. High tide, 12:34 p.m. Sunrise, 6:12, set at 7:19. Traffic note, 4 River Bridge, scheduled to open Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. and Wednesday at 6:30 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, April 9th.